The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:06 in the morning here on the 24th of June, a Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And big thanks to George and Karen last night for a wonderful dinner. And it was a super event, and we both like to thank you so much. Linda will do it in abstinence because she's on assignment this morning. So Jared will give us the new, weather.
Good morning. So it looks like it's going to be clear all week with a high of 93 today and a low of 65. Tomorrow it's going to be 101 with a low of 67. Sunday it'll be 102 and a low of 68. And on Monday it'll be a high of 102 and a low of 68.
Wow. Did you say 102?
Yep, it's getting warm again.
That's 102, but if you park the car where I'm parking, it immediately goes to 110 at some point. Yes. Okay. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, Britain leaves the European Union. Huge, huge, huge. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if it's Friday, it must be time for Haven Humane and Pet of the Week. Spencer.
Good morning.
How are you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. You're looking happy. You're looking dapper with your Haven Humane shirt on. And what and who did you bring today besides just a really, really attractive young lady?
So this morning we brought Quentin with us. I'll let Sierra talk a little bit about Quentin. Quentin has participated in our Camp Love a Pet program for the last 2 weeks. Uh-huh. He's about ready to graduate tomorrow. And I'll go ahead and let Sierra tell you a little bit about her dog.
Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
How old are you?
Oh, 12.
You're 12?
Yes.
12. And what school do you go to?
Quentin, he is
age... No, what school do you go to?
Oh, what school do I go to?
Yeah.
Parsons,
okay. So why did you become part of Camp Love a Pet?
I just have a love for dogs, and I just wanted to help dogs get adopted, and I thought it'd be a fun experience.
Is this your first time?
No, this is my second time.
Your second time, and you're enjoying it, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about Quentin.
Okay, this is Quentin. He is a 5-year-old pit bull mix. He is very mellow.
He is very mellow.
He knows how to sit, lay down, and roll over.
Okay. Can you show me that? He's already kind of laying down already. Okay.
He'd be a great dog for walking on the trails.
Great dog for walking on the trails, which, we were going to talk about walking on the trails. Everybody says, go out and walk on the trails. Well, okay, let's take Quentin with us. And trust me, Quentin would give you second thoughts, even though he's just a sissy, really. Oh, there he goes. He's laying down. And now he's rolling over. Yes, he's
a little excited.
He's a little excited this morning. That's okay. He sits and he's quiet and he's just a love. He comes in and he just looks you in the eyes and he just loves on you. So now he's about how much does he weigh? Would you say?
He's probably about 60 pounds or
60 pounds. Now, this dog is a love, right? Is that right, Sierra?
Yes.
Okay. And so does he follow you around?
Yes.
Okay. And he follows good on the leash?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking along the trail, he's going to stay right with you, right?
Yeah.
He also would probably be a deterrent to anybody that may want to bother you on the trail, would you say? Just because he looks like he can handle himself, even if he just kind of like stood aside there, right? But he looks like he can handle himself.
Yeah.
He has that look. Good dog. Anyway, okay, so we want to get Quentin a full-time home, right?
Yes.
How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm just going to show him off tomorrow so people will notice him more.
Okay. You going to put like little ribbons in his hair?
I wish I could.
You know, okay, maybe you can, you know, maybe you can dip the ends of his ears in like red, you know, hair color so he kind of stands out a little more. It's a good dog. Well, thank you for what you do out there at Camp Love a Pet. Is it, I mean, you've done it 2 years in a row, and obviously you think it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
So what do other people do out there at Camp Love a Pet, Spencer?
You know, Camp Love a Pet, they do all kinds of fun things. Like today, for instance, they're going to go out to the Sacramento River. They're going to go on a nice 2-mile walk with all of the shelter dogs. It's really great for the animals at the shelter because they get to get out of their kennels daily. They get to get the interaction that they need. They also get to go through training for 2 weeks. That means when you get to take one of these camp dogs home, you don't really have to worry about all of the basic training. They already have the basics. You just got to take them home, love them, and, you know, teach them a few more fundamentals.
Okay, now, he'll be ready to come home when?
Saturday, tomorrow.
Saturday. Now, is there a limitation for homes?
We do have him rated for a home with kids 5 and older. That's nothing against him. Just when he gets a little excited, he could easily knock over a small toddler. We are having our Camp Love a Pet graduation tomorrow morning, so everybody's welcome to come out.
And where's that going to be at?
At Haven Humane Society at 9 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
You can come and you can watch all of the dogs, meet all of the campers, you know, and maybe find a new best friend.
There you go. And Quentin looks like he needs a new best friend. Okay, you going to miss him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you said that maybe he can come over and do sleepovers?
I wish.
You wish. All right. Well, Sierra, thank you so much. Sierra's 12 years old, Parsons High School, or elementary school, and she's got Quentin, a pit bull cross, about 70 pounds, that she's trained, and he is just, I mean, just a quiet, loving dog, and probably just great to go on walks with and play with in your house and take down on the trail with you. So thank you very much. Thanks, Spencer. Anything
thank you
else
for
going
having
on?
Us. Not at the moment. You know, right now our main focus is our Camp Love a Pet program and getting those dogs into new forever homes.
Okay. Everybody, you know how to get down to Haven Humane. You know how to dial the number. What's the number again?
241-1653.
There you go. And is that the same number in case you see a dog in the back of a car?
Absolutely. You can call us at 241-1653. We can transfer you down to Animal Regulations, or you can call Animal Regulations directly at 241-2550.
And that's if you see a dog in a car that's locked and the windows are up and the dog looks very unhappy.
Absolutely. Please give us a call.
Yeah, and because it can happen quick, especially when it's 100 degrees and get up to 140 and nothing flat. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Sierra. And thank you, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Mark's here, too. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, who is over there loving on the pit bulls. This man has got a fetish for pit bulls here. A love for pit bulls. And you know what? And it's good because, you know, you are just, you know, the pit bulls sometimes need a little extra love. Is that right, Sierra?
Yeah.
They do because people probably don't recognize that, how good a dog they are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Just give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and BMT Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's open 7 days a week with Espresso Joe's Super Coffee, great prices, and all different other types of brews there. And then, of course, the most outstanding Tobacco Emporium in Northern California, right next door, and a humidor that is a walk-in humidor that's fantastic. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's has discounts for veterans, and it's a veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week, does a lot for our community. Okay, Britain leaves the EU. They never gave it a chance to happen. Oh, no, it won't happen. It happened. Markets are in turmoil. The Dow was down 500 points, early Dow. I think the Japanese, I heard that the Japanese stock market dropped 8%. Standard & Poor's opening at the lowest in 30 years. May it take up to 2 years to leave the European Union. And predictions are for lower GDP in all scenarios. Less money, et cetera, et cetera. The Prime Minister Cameron resigned. And the, and here's the impact. Okay, so the impact on America. America's got a lot of money through Britain into the EU because it's got open borders and open trade. And in fact, to the amount of 1.81 trillion euros a year. And that's that was from 2014. However, 1.99, almost 2 trillion euros come back to the United States via trade. So now, this was a huge thing. Why? Why would people do this? I mean, all the celebrities, most of the politicians were against it. How did that? President Obama says you shouldn't do it. I wonder if that was the telling mark, was when he said you Brits shouldn't do that. You should just stay in there, the global economy. That the Brits, a lot of Brits took umbrage at that. So maybe, maybe President Barack Obama helped this. Anyway, but why did they do it? Well, a lot of Brits, and you remember, this is Britain, Scotland, Ireland, all these places, that voted, plus everybody that's a citizen of Great Britain. a lot of people thought that the European Union was calling too many shots, too many decisions being made in Brussels, too many decisions concerning the everyday lives of Brits was happening. Plus, they were getting, and they're starting to worry about getting inundated with refugees. That's right. Their immigration is huge. And they're concerned about jobs, they're concerned about immigration, they're concerned about their future. And they felt like being in the European Union was just not going to work. This is the average Brit, not the elite, not the hoi polloi. We're talking about the average Brit working man and working woman. They looked at it and said, you know what, that's not working for me. And frankly, I don't care, Mr. Huge Corporation Owner, if you make your 10 million euros this year. I know how it's impacting on me and my neighborhood. Boom, they're out. It'll take a couple years. Huge. Huge. You know what? Next step, what do you think, Jared? Next step is State of Jefferson. Let everybody up here vote. We are leaving. We are leaving the state of California. We are leaving, and we're going to form the State of Jefferson. But what, you know, economically, you know, socially, blah, blah, blah. These all come up with all kinds of reasons, but it gets down to it. We want our own freedoms here. We want to call our own shots. The state of California is acting like they are the EU, and we step back and say, this is what we want. We want to live differently than the rest of you. So, I tell you what, you look at the faces of these photographs of these major politicians. Cameron is on the front page. He's just like, wow, somebody had hit him right between the eyes with a, a hammer. He's just like, oh, gosh, this couldn't have happened. This couldn't have happened. But it did. I'm kind of liking it. You know, like, you know, when the people take the vote, when the people vote, and have that opportunity to vote. That's the thing. They have the opportunity to leave the European Union, and they did. But see, people in the state of Jefferson, they don't have that right. Do they, Terry?
And not only that, but the California is the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it, my friend?
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to think of it as a gift that keeps on taking.
Yeah, we have two attorneys that we have hired. We have sent them retainers. We are in the mix. We're going to be going to federal court, and everything is in motion. I know we've been a little bit quiet on things because everybody's been working really hard. 21 counties, thousands and thousands of people. The two attorneys that we have enlisted, both have won cases in front of the Supreme Court, and both of them have been extremely flexible in helping us in regards to the fact that they have been just amazing on advice and everything else. They really believe that we can win this case. And if we do, we can create sovereignty for every state.
And how does that work?
The way it works is when you have three different principles. Okay? You have jurisdiction, you have interposition, and you have nullification. When you have a state, their job is basically to protect and to serve the people that's in their jurisdiction. So if somebody like the federal government or anybody else comes in and tries to harm them or do anything that's unconstitutional, they interpose. That's known as interposition. They stand between. Maybe envision it like somebody wants to hurt Linda. And you say no, and you stand between there. You say, you're not hurting her. First of all, it's against the law. So the guy pulls out a gun, and you say, well, there's no way here. I'm going to stop you, and you shoot the guy. That's nullification. You've now nullified his position.
There's no way I can talk you out of this, I believe.
What's that?
Well, you said there's no way to stop him. Of course there's a way to stop him, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
in other
course.
Words, what
right.
nullification does is it stops immediately whatever the threat is. Because if it's not in the Constitution of the United States, or even in the Constitution of California,
right.
California doesn't interpose in all these regulations and stuff. And I don't have to tell you or the listeners anything they don't know. Everybody right. knows this already.
Okay, what's the third?
Nullification.
Oh, nullification is the third.
Nullification
one.
Okay. is stopping. It's just like you nullify a jury. It's
okay.
done.
Okay, so there's this, so the lawsuit's going forward.
Yes, sir.
All right. And so when can we expect to, when is it, has it been argued yet, or is it, are you just in the
No, what we're doing now is getting research. Paralegals are getting research. We have people doing the research on things. There's many, many different, there's literally a thousand pages of documentation that has to be researched. Mm-hmm. There's three particular court cases which prove our point, one being Brown versus Thompson, which shows the lack of representation. And there's also some things that we're looking up in the 14th Amendment that's going to be of great help. So everybody's researching that stuff. The rest of us are out there. We're going to have an assembly in Live Oak at Glad Tidings Church, and we're going to chit-chat about where we go from here with all the 21 counties.
Let me ask.
That's going to be an interesting an interesting day.
All right, let me ask another question here.
Sure.
One of the things that now there's other countries that have Italy and a couple other countries who have said, you know, we'd like to be able to vote, too, about leaving the EU. Now, Italy, I'm not too sure about it. You know, Greece would never do it because the EU keeps bailing them out. But there's other countries that are now doing that. So if several others vote, you know, the EU could then collapse. So one of the fears, I think, of people of about the state of Jefferson is if the state of Jefferson happens and it works, that, and you know what I mean by it works, you know, it's a successful, you know, the state goes out there, it becomes a viable, a vibrant state, as everybody who believes in the state of Jefferson thinks it can happen, that the impact and the domino effect it has on other states, Colorado, Washington, believe it or not, and others, Washington State, and others that believe that, hey, you know what, we can go our own better. Do you think that that's part of the vehemence in fighting this? Or will
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that every state wants sovereignty and every citizen wants to be represented. And I think that that's exactly what's going on. We have been in contact with seven other states. We're working actively with three of them. There's just a lot of things that are going on. But really and truly, we all know California can't keep going this way. We all know that the government wants to take us over. And I'm not saying everybody in government. But, I mean, none of this is news to anyone. It's just, when is it that we've had enough? Will it be enough when we all, when the economy crashes? Will that be enough?
Look,
but I think most
the economy
people
will crash.
Just, I mean, the tone of a lot of people that you've talked to, I'm sure, has changed in saying, well, maybe this Jefferson movement has the right idea. Because the bottom line is, no matter what you call it, it's representation, and we don't have any.
Well, I think that, you know, and you know what? Everybody I talk to, I get on here. So do you think we're amply represented? No, Leonard Modi. No, we're not. So what do you support? He says, I support those the legal challenges. He says, I think that's the best way to do it, is what he said.
Well, the legal challenge,
which
so
is
you
what
know,
you're doing.
It doesn't create a new state. What it does is it makes a ruling saying that basically, hey, these folks are right. They don't have representation. They have a lack of it, and here's why. Now, once that ruling comes out, it'll be up to the legislative body to determine how to interpret that. The courts can't say you have to do this or you have to do that. That's when the negotiations begin with the state of California.
Well, that's what I mean, though. I mean, then representation comes back, which is really the kind of the bottom line, isn't it?
It really is. You know, the problem
I mean,
that we've
that's
had
the problem is
that
we don't have any, we don't have a say in our own day-to-day operations, our own future. And if we had that, the state of Jefferson would be not, you know, it'd be, I mean, kind of like nice, but you know what we got, what we wanted was that true representation that we can actually have an impact on what happens down there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. As far as getting the representation, though, see, it's drawing the line at where you go population-wise. You know, George Washington said 30,000 is liberty, 40,000 is tyranny. So it's where we draw the line at. If every county in California gets a senator and it's appropriated by population, well, Alpine County is 1,700 people. Sierra County is 3,500 people. So is it one representative for every 3,500? If that's the way it ends up being, you have 13,332 representatives. How does that work?
Well, that doesn't work.
You know, California is just much too big, my friend.
We just go by counties.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Just go by counties.
Representation is the answer.
Yeah, we just go by counties. Let's just make it simple. Each county, you know, the one with 1,500 people has as much of a say as the one with 12 million people. I kind of like that.
Well, the idea of just having, I mean, the assembly would be done differently, and that's what I was referring to. But the state, the Senate itself, should have one representative per county.
I think
so. And,
yeah,
that's what we're pushing for. That's what we've always been pushing for.
And we used to have it. And everybody remembers
absolutely
that. And then that's when things were fair. So, but now everybody, I don't care if they were adamantly against the state of Jefferson, there hasn't been one of them that I've talked to that hasn't said, no, we are not being represented in the Northern California area. And we're not talking about the abilities of Daly or Nielsen or Gaines. It's got nothing to do with it. We're talking about just strictly numbers.
Well, I think that's true, except that there's two things there very quickly. One is that the representatives, do they represent the people or do they represent their own power? Number one. Number two, if they like the way things are, why change them? That's what we were told basically by Steinberg's chief of staff when we went down there a year ago. The other thing is, too, is that the representation of California was capped in 1879, and there was around 1 million people. So it was capped at 120 representatives. Now we have 40 million, and we still have 120 representatives. It's implausible.
No. Okay, Terry. So keep up the good fight, buddy.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day, and have a good weekend. Say hi to your honey for me.
I will tell Sally hi.
I will.
Okay. Hey, you know, we have Jefferson State of Mind's going to be on, of course, Sunday morning, as always, from 8 to 9, and then Sovereign Minds from 9 to noon is going to be on. And We the People from noon to 2. I mean, you get a full dose of what's happening in this from the state and the country and national and internationally. I'm sure they're going to be talking about this Brit exit. But we got to take a break right now, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. You know, Northern Firearms Instruction is the only business around here that does concealed carry as a true business and is not part-time, not an adjunct of another business. Ted Leidy and his instructors are all NRA-trained, travel throughout the Northern California area. He can teach and qualify people in something like 12 counties up here in Northern California. Classes going all the time. This weekend he's got a women's-only class, in fact. And with 25 ladies in it, and they are always full. How do you do this? Give them a call, 999-1822, or look at readyandccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:33 in the morning, 62 degrees going up to 93 today.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. I love it when she's on assignment. That means there's things get done around the house that I don't have to do. You know what I mean? Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. It's 25 minutes till the hour of 8, 62 degrees, going up to 93 today. I expect Jared to be on top of that. Every time it moves a half a degree, I want to know. This could cause problems out here. This could cause danger to our listeners, which, by the way, are greatly expanded since our signal is now reaching throughout the world. You know, those people from the Amsterdam, they may want to know what it is here because they're coming out here to visit. 66 degrees today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair, I just saw Jeff Wersch came through here, is the guy if you want to get your windshield fixed. If it's a small little chip that's just got a little glinty chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, this man can do it. And he guarantees his work. Yeah, that's right. Guarantees his work. If you don't like it or if it doesn't work, bring it back in. He'll fix it. Not that he has to do that, because mainly the first time he fixes it lasts forever. Anyway, Master Windshield Repair Specialist. Been through several schools on this. You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repairs at 3208 South Market. Give him a call, 241-8373. If it's Friday, the last Friday of the month, it's Kyle DeFore.
Sports time.
Hoorah. Okay. Now, you know what I like talking to you, buddy?
What's that?
Is that you're a walking encyclopedia.
Well, on some topics.
Do you have like a life out there besides sports?
Your
significant other who is, by the way, we're going to get her on the show because she is really interesting. And I mean, my friend's out there. She's a published author.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about something like, you know, Kyle runs it off in his back room on a, what are those little things?
The lithographs.
No, not the lithographs. The one that was probably before your time. What is it when you used to have in school? And they put the, you know, and they run that machine and it goes.
Oh, and it had the purple ink
on it.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. What was that called?
I had a teacher that had been teaching for like 30 years when I was in high school, and he would still run those off in all our tests.
What were those things called?
I can't remember.
That's how you got copies of stuff, and they smelled really
good.
Someone
in the chat room will help us out.
I know. Somebody help us. Come on, NorCal exit. I know you can do it. You're older than dirt. And Sun Gold, you just know everything, so help me with this. What was that thing called? Mimeograph machine.
There you go, yeah.
A mimeograph. And they could take it and they just run it. And when you got it, it smelled kind of like this. kind of had its own smell. And you could rub it all over your face. So, anyway. Enough of that. Anyway, so, no, it's not a book that you're mimeographing in the back room.
Oh, yeah.
It's like big book, guys.
It's like, I was listening to the show on the way in, and you're talking about the Brexit. And one of her biggest markets that she sells in is England and France. Her first book did pretty well over there.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of her friends that are in the publishing world, of course, that's based mostly in London, are, of course, apoplectic about the Brexit. It's, you know, the end of days economically for the publishing industry and people in that sphere. But so there's kind of a wait and see thing here. Of course, you were talking about the markets getting crushed here on early trading overnight on the news of that. But, you know, one of the more pithy phrases I saw online about that was someone saying, so in other words, the British are in favor of a group of people breaking away from a body that they don't feel represents them. That sounds familiar. There's a historical echo there somewhere.
I like that.
Sounds like 1776 to me.
That's good. I like that. Okay. Anyway, as I was speaking, though, about you, you're just like a walking sports encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. So, okay. What'd you think of the playoffs?
Well, NBA Finals Game 7 on Sunday, of course, the Warriors.
Highest, I think they had the highest audience or largest audience ever.
Yeah, well, we didn't get a Game 7 last year. Warriors won in 6 last year over these same Cavaliers. And this year, the Cavaliers became just the third team ever to come back from 3-1 to even force a Game 7.
Right.
First team to ever win Game 7.
There was three records or three new things achieved. One was coming back from 3-1 to win. The second was it was their first franchise championship.
1964
for the Cavs
for Cleveland at
for
all.
For Cleveland, period. Yeah. That's what I thought. But the first one for the Cavs, period.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first one since 1964, and that was the and that was before the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
that Jim was Brown. Yeah,
Jim Brown.
Yep. And any football fans out there know that the Browns have kind of been a punchline for the better part of 20 years now since they've come back. They moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens. And then 3 years later, in 1999, the league awarded Cleveland a new franchise, and the fans voted to name them the Browns and give them the same color scheme and basically reboot the Browns. And they've been
but the Browns have made a lot of great decisions there. I mean, Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, yeah, that one worked out pretty well, didn't it? That's a first round pick down the toilet. No, they've notoriously switched coaches every other year or every year. They've had several general managers.
That's another Ryan Leaf pick.
No, the Cleveland Browns. I look at their management, and that makes me feel good about being a 49er fan these days because I can say at least we're not the Browns. You know, I mean, it can always be worse, I guess. But the Warriors, you know, they like you were saying, and then the other thing that had never happened before, two players getting 40 points in the same game for the same team.
We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, game five.
And then LeBron James, I think, firmly established that you're going to have to beat this man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to beat this man, you're going to have a tough time playing. Well, tell everybody what you said about he's from that old school where the Warriors are from that new school.
And that
was a real interesting tidbit. You know?
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day, and I said, you know, LeBron James is kind of a throwback to the days of the 80s and the 90s where you had one superstar that's the centerpiece of your team, and then you put pieces around him. Now, Kyrie Irving's a good player, but, I mean, he's a Scottie Pippen at best to LeBron's Jordan, if we're going to use that comparison. But they're built basically around this one guy who can do it all, and they've got pieces around him that have specific roles, whereas the Warriors basically like to run four or five guys out there who can shoot, who can pass, who can handle the ball, and they move the ball and say, okay, if my third best guy gets an open shot, that's better than your best guy getting a contested shot. And we're going to, the law of averages is going to play out, and we're going to hit enough three-pointers where we're going to make more threes than you do twos.
Well, that worked all through the season.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to hit the three-pointers.
Well, and we talked about it, I talked about it on Tuesday night on the NorCal Sports Hour, too, is the Splash Brothers, 12 for 36 in Game 7 combined. 6 for 24 from 3, by far their worst shooting game of the entire playoffs, and they still only lost by 4.
Yeah, but was that because of, I know you said something, you thought that Steph Curry had been injured, but was it because of just they were just cold, or was it because of the defense of the Cavs?
I think some of both. I think if you look at the stats of that game, it ended up 93-89. It was the lowest scoring game of the series.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody was tight. I mean, LeBron shot 9 for 24. The only guy who really had a superlative game was Draymond Green. He came out and hit his first 5 3-pointers.
Yeah.
He ended up shooting.
He shot
like 73% for the game. Had 6 out of 8 for threes. I mean, he was unreal.
Now the sixth game had Steph Curry get ejected. At the very last, made no difference when he got his sixth technical, and he throws his mouthpiece, which my God, throwing his mouthpiece, that little when he chews on, it's about the size of a 4-year-old's, and then I guess it bounced off a fan, and then he ran over there to apologize to him. I'm sorry, he shook his hand. I mean, the fans going, well, hit me again, you know, because he, you know, Steph Curry, but then they ejected him out of the game, cost him $25,000. And then the coach turned around and talked about how bad the officiating was in that mm-hmm. game. Now, I remember in, like, the third game, because I do not watch basketball. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. I just don't. But Linda gets into sports at the, you know, during the playoffs, mm-hmm. and so I watch basketball. In that one game, they kept talking about how they were letting them play.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just bouncing off each other. And, I mean, it's the same officiating crew, right?
Yeah, for the they have basically crews during the season, and you work with the same crew. And then they put together, like, these all-star crews of guys who haven't worked together mm-hmm. In the playoffs. And they're supposed to be, like, the best guy of this, the best guy of that. And they haven't worked together. So the officiating actually goes down in the playoffs, in my estimation. You mentioned the officiating there. I said on the Tuesday Night Show, you know, Tristan Thompson, who's the center for the Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm glad that, it took till game seven, but I'm glad that we can stop pretending that this guy's a great basketball player when he's essentially shoving people in the back to get the offensive rebound. They just didn't call the foul in game four, five, and six. Now, in game seven, he had three fouls by halftime because they actually called the game.
Well, what about
normally,
the guy with the curly hair? The one that used to play for the Cavs, that was one of that's one of LeBron James' favorite players.
And for me, that is the biggest variable of the reason why, Draymond Green didn't play in Game 5 because of the suspension. I think that was warranted. If you hit somebody after the play, you know, that's, I don't have any problem with that as a Warriors fan. I'm not enough of a homer to say Draymond Green shouldn't have been suspended there. But the reason they lost Game 6 and 7 is because Andrew Bogut got hurt in the third quarter. Their starting center, who's one of the best passing centers in the league, their best shot blocker, their best interior defender, probably their second best rebounder or their best rebounder. He and Green are probably 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
And he misses the last half of the Game 5, does not play in Game 6 or 7 because his knee is hurt. He'll be back for the beginning of the season.
But they're saying he might not play in the Olympics. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's an Australian, former number one overall pick, Australian, and he's not the biggest scoring threat, but he doesn't need to be for the Warriors. But they really miss his defensive presence because in Game 6 and Game 7 and the second half of Game 5, they just went to the rim, I mean, all day.
Okay, we got to take a break. Kyle DeFore, who is, of course, Mighty Fine Foods and owner, but also does a sports show on Tuesdays, and he does our Colt 45 games. And so he comes in on the last Friday of the month, and love to have him catch up because I can ask him anything about what's going on, and he just knows it about sports. I mean, I can talk to him about what it looks like outside.
I've got an opinion anyway.
And he goes, well, it's raining outside, isn't it? but anything else? Okay, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. And we talk about Mary McCurdy over there. She is somebody that knows exactly what she's doing, whether it's where she's buying a home for you or helping you buy a home or helping you sell your home. This woman works countless hours to make sure that you are happy, whether it's your starter home or your retirement home, anything that you could possibly want. Check out her website at Mary McCurdy, MaryMccurdy.com. To see her listings or give her a call at 949-1550, Properties by Merit. Great place. We'll be right back after these messages with Kyle DeFore.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richard, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino. Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you 20,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at WinRiver.com. Book early. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the River.
At the River.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 66 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. If you're looking for some help around the house for your loved ones, whether they are approaching maybe an elderly age, or somebody that's had an operation, as my sister-in-law has, and had a back operation, they need some help around the house, Home Helpers is the one to go. Sharon Clark started this company, is responsible for everybody in there. She hires each individual. She interviews them. She's vetted them. They've gone through all types of background checks. You don't have to worry. They're bonded. She comes out and talks to you about your needs, and then she fits the right people there. You're not going to find a better example of home care than Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Plus, Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year. There's reasons for that. Give them a call at 226-8350. Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane. I'm here with Kyle DeFore, who, of course, he and his father own Mighty Fine Foods, which is the greatest place to go into. You've got, in fact, Friday, got barbecue going today.
Barbecue
buddy.
Going today. It'll be coming off here about 10:30, well, about 11 o'clock we have the first stuff come off.
Breakfast, lunch there?
Oh, breakfast every day, yep.
And over 300, oh, you got up to 300 beers yet?
I think we're between 275 and 300 now, or closer to 300 than 250.
Jared is going to, after the baseball season, when he has some time, he's going to start and he's going to work his way through, use a different beer every night and see how long he goes. Is that right, Jared? Jared?
That is correct.
That is correct. Okay.
That should get you to spring training for baseball next year.
There you go.
Do one a night.
You take one a night, you'll be ready. You'll be ready for spring training next year. You won't fit into your clothes or anything like that. Okay. All right. Hey, look, Kyle DeFore is a walking sports encyclopedia. So if you've got questions, I tell you what, if you can come up with a question to ask Kyle, and he can't answer it, I'm going to give you two tickets to the Colt 45s game, which is again tonight. But you can use them anytime you want.
Playing Stump the Host here.
Yeah, just play Stump Kyle. Anyway, but I also do have two tickets to the Colt 45s game. You can use them anytime this season.
You can use them tonight.
Use them tonight. Use them tomorrow. We've got a 20-game homestand here. So give us a call, 605-4567 out there, and come on down and pick them up. Okay, Kyle. This baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be in the playoffs?
Well, the Giants have won 9 out of their last 10. They just took 3 out of 4 from the Pirates. They're in firm grasp of the National League West. If right now the class of the National League is definitely the Giants and the Cubs. Cubs are the best record in baseball. They actually just dropped a 3-game series to St. Louis at home, which is kind of surprising. And the Nationals in first place in the East have lost 5 in a row. So it's kind of a Giants-Cubs 1-1A in the National
League. It's up to them to lose it then.
The Giants really should win the West. Hunter Pence is out till August with a torn hamstring, and they've gone on a run without him. I mean, they're playing guys like Ramiro Pena and Connor Gillespie getting 4 hits at third base. Yeah, exactly. You're shaking your head because you don't know who these guys are. Most, even a lot of Giants fans don't know who these guys are. Mac Williamson hit his second home run of the night or of the season last year.
Well, I tell you when we watch.
Last night, yeah.
You know when we start watching. Playoffs.
Sure, August, until September,
then,
yeah.
Until then, it's not that important to us. We just figure that it's going to happen one way or the other. So, you know what? I can't help it. Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Were they in the series last year?
Chicago Cubs have not been in the World Series since 1945, and they have not won the World Series since 1908. So,
okay,
yeah, Truman administration.
I'm sorry. Well, no, that was the Truman administration when they were in it.
Yeah.
But 1908,
oh, yeah,
I think it was what? It was probably still Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Wouldn't you like to see the Cubs get into it?
You know, if it's not the Giants' even year magic again this year, we've got three in the last 5 years. I'm not a greedy sports fan. I've got a basketball championship last year, almost went back-to-back this year. Three titles in 5 years for the Giants. Sharks made the NHL Stanley Cup Finals for the first time this year, even though they didn't pull it out. You know, we're spoiled in the Bay Area right now as sports fans. So,
well, your football's kind of like come apart.
Well, you know, it's like a bag of Jello. You poke it on one side, it comes, the other side moves. You know, you can't be up on all of it at the same time. I'm a 49er fan, and we won three Super Bowls in the first 15 years of my life, so I can't really complain about that either. So,
yep. Okay. So, all right. So that's baseball. All right. Now, something totally different. Except I know you're in this. You're really up on a lot of current events, and you're with your degrees and everything. Hey, Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
Britain leaving the EU.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
You know, one of the most interesting things I saw last night as all this was coming over, and we were kind of watching it in real time last night, is in Scotland, every single area in Scotland voted for Remain. If you look at the map, it's solid yellow. They do it like yellow and blue, and it's solid yellow for Scotland. There's been rumblings, even starting last night, that Scotland's going to vote for another referendum to leave Great Britain and possibly rejoin the EU.
When we were over there a couple of years ago, they were going through that referendum then,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't even really close that Scotland wanted to stay in in Great Britain. But I was kind of surprised that everybody in Scotland, that every county, every precinct there went for staying in the EU.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, what did the Irish look like?
Well, and the Irish, it was a little bit more varied there. But she was, again, I was mentioning earlier, my girlfriend has friends over there in Scotland and England and Ireland in the publishing industry. And she said, you know, there's actually rumblings of Ireland unifying for the first time in, you know, how long has that been? where those people have been at odds for decades and centuries of Ireland actually unifying, leaving Great Britain and either rejoining the EU or being independent after that point. One would assume it would be to rejoin the EU like Scotland would, but there's even been rumblings of that. Le Pen in France, on the right in France, has talked about they want a referendum in France now. How long before right in Germany asks for one?
Well, they're talking about Italy wants a referendum. They don't know if it'll pass, but they want one. Over half the people would like to have a referendum.
I'd be surprised if Italy won.
The major push to leave the EU then came out of England then,
because
they have, of course, the biggest population
and really the non-London part of England, because London was of course very strong for
Well, if they wanted it for their commerce and their big companies. But it seems like this was a vote of the common man and woman that it had enough of being told what to do, and they came out of left field and they took back what they believed is the Britain that they want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
This, do you see parallels of what's happening in our races during this adventure this year?
Well, I would say this is not a good year to be an establishment candidate or an incumbent in any district that is even remotely purple. For if you're running for re-election in Congress or the Senate this year, we saw basically the most slam dunk, inevitable establishment candidate have to fight tooth and nail to fend off a Democratic Socialist from Vermont who had no name recognition and did not become a Democrat until last year to actually run under that banner. So, I mean, that if he could make as much headway against somebody with the entire party machinery behind her, who's basically she's been running for president for 10 years. Let's not kid ourselves. If she had to fight that hard to secure her own party's nomination, and you see basically the Republican Party have open rebellion against their leadership with the choice of Trump. I mean, I don't know how to see that any other way.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
The rejection of their status quo.
This should be something that the people that want the status quo to be really upset about, because it wasn't. The Prime Minister of England has resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Cameron's resigned. Even though that both sides said that we'd like him to stay on, they wanted him to stay on. He's resigned. The major impacts on the markets this is having already. Mm-hmm. I would just love to sit in somebody's office today.
Be a fly on the wall in the boardrooms.
Be a fly on the wall in for people with financial advisors mm-hmm. and all these. When all of a sudden these calls are going to start coming in. And, you know, what they'll say is, well, this is a good time to buy.
if you've
got money, let's buy because they're going to go back up again. But, my research showed that, you know, we're talking about this could be a swing of a trillion euros.
Well, and you mentioned Italy before. I would be surprised if Italy wanted to exit because they get a lot more money from the EU than they pay in Britain.
And Greece will never raise because they get bailed out.
I mean, if you look at it as who's paying the bills, Germany and England pay the bills,
and now
1/6 of the EU economy, which is Great Britain, has decided, we don't want to play anymore.
We don't want to do this.
So,
and the other thing, too, is that the people wanted, it had to do with jobs and being, having Brussels tell them too many times to do things, and also immigration. And let's not forget that. Immigration played a big part. Mm-hmm. And they're watching what's happening in the rest of Europe, and they can see it coming.
Well, any EU citizen can go to any other EU country freely and work there. And
that's right.
Britons want their jobs to be filled by Britons,
okay.
I suppose.
We got to run. Kyle DeFord, tonight, Colt 45s.
7:15.
7:15, plus next Tuesday night sports show. Hey, when we come back, we'll have Nick Webb, innovator, technologist, everything. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama says what he calls the special relationship between the U.S. and the United Kingdom will endure even after voters disappointed him yesterday by choosing to leave the European Union.
In a written statement, the president said the U.S. respects the decision of the British people and that the special relationship between our two countries will endure. Mr. Obama also said the European Union will remain an indispensable partner of the U.S. The vote to leave is a blow to the president, who had strongly urged the U.K. to remain in the EU.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clucks. And British Prime Minister David Cameron also took it as a defeat yesterday, since he had lobbied hard for a Remain vote, and he came out on the short end of that. But he insisted businesses and individuals will not be negatively impacted.
I would reassure those markets and investors that Britain's economy is fundamentally strong. And I would also reassure Brits living in European countries and European citizens living here that there will be no immediate changes in your circumstances.
The Bank of England Governor Mark Carney expects a period of uncertainty to linger over the markets after yesterday's Brexit vote, but he reassured people that the bank does have contingency plans in place.
It will take some time for the United Kingdom to establish new relationships with Europe and the rest of the world. So some market and economic volatility can be expected as this process unfolds. But we are well prepared for this.
Britain's FTSE 100 plunged about 8% of its value. It did eventually recover slightly for a 5% net loss by the end of trading. The pound hit its lowest level since 1985, diving as much as 11% before recovering somewhat as well. And it's been the same story out of Wall Street, where the Dow began the day off as much as 500 points. Right now it is still struggling, but recovering a bit. It's off about 432 at this hour. More on these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
A West Virginia official says there are 4 confirmed fatalities from flooding that has devastated parts of the state. Tim Rock with the West Virginia Emergency Operations Center says search efforts are continuing in some places as well.
A lot of these people that have been, trapped in their homes overnight and that sort of thing have, a lot of swift water rescue operations have been going on.
And it was widespread problem. Storms with heavy rain rolled into the mountain state early yesterday and continued throughout the day. The National Weather Service says a tornado packing peak winds of up to 90 miles an hour traveled nearly 7 miles through the northern Illinois city of Ottawa, wreaking havoc.
We have 4 injuries, and a couple of them are deemed to be serious. We are blessed and thankful that we had no fatalities.
Officials say the tornado was one of at least 4 that touched down. More on these stories from townhall.com. Donald Trump says that if he wins the presidency, he would cut ties with his various businesses. The billionaire businessman speaking to a variety of people today in Turnberry, Scotland, where he talked about how he would have to change the way he's doing business right now if he actually became president of the United States.
If I win, I would, even though I don't have to do that, I would probably put everything in trust. My children will run it along with my executives.
Trump made the comments during a visit to his golf resort in Turnberry, Scotland, the presumptive GOP nominee, saying the opportunity of being president is so important he would not be thinking about his businesses while in office. An explosive wildfire in the central California mountains has grown to more than 12 square miles now. Fire officials say the blaze has destroyed at least 80 homes and about 20 other buildings around Lake Isabella. It's threatening some other 1,500 other residents. The area is a major outdoor recreation destination. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning, everybody. Linda is on assignment this morning. A well-deserved assignment. 8:05 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live throughout the world with an audience of millions on KCNR1460.com. Hey, what's the weather look like, Jared?
Well, right now it's currently 66 degrees. Clear all week. High today of 93 and a low of 65. Tomorrow, Saturday, we have a high of 101 and a low of 67. On Sunday, we have a high of 102, a low of 66. And on Monday, we have a high of 102 and a low of 66.
All right. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business there. In this portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. If you haven't tried Sleep Number beds, then you're missing out. Part of the three pillars of health are diet, exercise, and sleep. Sleep Number really helps you with that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 44. With the new Sleep IQ technology, it can give you little hints if it feels like you're like, you know, like thrashing around in bed at night or something like that. It can give you an idea about, hey, how about stopping, how about getting off the computer an hour before you go to bed and other things like that. It can give you ideas. All of this in your Sleep Number bed with the Sleep IQ technology. And the only place you can get that, which, by the way, is the top-rated bed by Consumer Reports, is head on down to the Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center and discover the award-winning Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology starting at only $1,099.98. Now, made in America, guaranteed, and you're going to love it. In fact, young people should have these because their sleep is much more important than old people's sleep, like Nick. So, Maddie, you should insist on having one of these. It'll just help you sleep better.
Okay, I'll
definitely. All right, you talk to them about this. Sleep Number over to Target Shopping Center. Okay, I'm here with Nicholas Webb, who brought his. Oh, excuse me. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, good morning. Hey, I bet you're having an exciting day.
I sure am. I love this time of type of Friday.
You know, I said, I wonder if Susan's going to call in today after the Brexit vote.
It's all right. Well, right now the major averages are following a sharp pullback by overseas markets after the UK voted to leave the EU. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 446 points at 17,565. The S&P 500 is off 49 points at 2,063. The Nasdaq Composite declining 149 points at 4,760. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, off 79 cents, trading at 1324. Barclays Bank down $2.41 at $8.77 per share. Fortune Brands Home and Security off 25 cents, trading at $56.59. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, AT&T down a penny at $41.87. FedEx down $4.59, trading at $153.32. PG&E positive 76 cents at $62.89. Treasuries are rallying this morning. The 10-year Treasury note is up a point in 1930 seconds to yield 1.57%. And for commodities, gold is up $52 an ounce at $13.14, silver up 43 cents at $17, and crude oil off $2 a barrel, trading at $48. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Who's heading back into the fight.
There I go.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Susan. She's the first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors over on Park Marina Drive, 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 530-243-7561. And for you people that are in other countries, 800-323-7561. Talk to Susan. Okay. Now I'm here with Nicholas Webb, and he brought me a surprise today. He brought all of us a surprise.
Yes.
He brought his the middle daughter, right? Or the middle child?
The second child.
Yeah, four.
The second one. You get in there. And I've known you now for probably 8 years. And how old are you now?
I'm 18. I turned 18 last Monday.
Maddie then rest her elbow on my head practically. When we saw you, I mean, you've always been a beautiful, beautiful girl.
Well,
your whole family
you.
Is, by the way. This vegetarian diet you're foisted on it must be working.
Yes.
But you're what, six?
I'm 6'1".
6'1".
Mm-hmm.
So, and an athlete at that.
Yep.
Okay. And you just graduated?
Yeah, I just graduated Shasta High School.
And you're going to be going to?
Shasta College for 2 years,
for
and
two
then
years.
Portland State, and then Lewis and Clark to become a corporate lawyer.
Well, you already know then.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem like much fun then.
No.
What about something in between? You might want to become a stock car racer.
I've actually thought about modeling for a while, but it's very hard in Reading, so.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
You're tall and very slim and that and athletic.
Yeah, thank you.
I could see that. She's beautiful. So, is it hard having Nick Webb as your dad?
No, it's definitely not hard. It's definitely an adventure every day. I think he's my constant thought guide and waking up every morning talking to him. He's definitely encouraged me to be the futurist that I am, and I actually really appreciate having him as a father. I think that he really pushed me as a human being, so I'm very grateful for him.
Wow. That's cool to hear too. Futurist. So you're a futurist.
I'd like to think so.
What's a futurist?
I think always being a step ahead, People, uh-huh. In high school, I knew what I wanted to do ever since I was a freshman, I think.
You want to be a corporate lawyer?
I do want to be a corporate lawyer.
Well, you're going to have to put up with all those jokes.
I know. I've actually already gotten a couple. I work at Starbucks, and I always hear them.
So you work at Starbucks,
I do, right now, yeah.
So you hear a couple, what's brown and black and looks good on a lawyer?
That's one I've heard.
Is that the Rottweiler?
Yep, that's
okay.
The one I've heard.
All right. Okay, so we're okay then. My sister's a lawyer.
Oh, she is.
So, we go back and forth. And so, but she is, probably, if I was ever going to have a problem with the law, I'd go to my sister. She is, burn the ground, destroy the city, whatever it would take to help me.
Right.
So she's like that. Okay, Maddie, I won't put you on the spot anymore. In fact, we'll just take a break and just keep. No. Nick Webb.
Hey.
You got another book, buddy.
Yes.
For people that don't know Nick Webb, let's talk about Nick Webb. We already know that it's got a daughter who already knows what she's planned in life. She's a beautiful young lady, and she appreciates her dad. That right there, if there's nothing else that you've accomplished in life, my friend, this was good.
Yeah.
If nothing else happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about Nick Webb.
It's funny. I'm sure Madison could attest to this. People would ask her, "What does your dad do for a living?" And she would, pull out a slide rule and a global positioning satellite.
No, I'd direct them to his website.
To the website.
Here's a card. Just check his website.
Yeah. So, to do what I do, you have to do three things, right? So I speak at about 60 events worldwide. And I speak on the future of healthcare, the future of innovation, about, customer experience design, business leadership. And in order to be able to speak at these beautiful events and share my ideas, I also have to write and I have to be published by top publishing houses. And then if I do those two things well, then I get to do the consulting. And I have the great honor of working with some of the best brands in the world. I work with McDonald's, Gatorade. You know, if you take a look at my website, What Customers Crave, you know, I provide consulting services to really some of the best brands in the world. So that's kind of my day job. You know, I mean, that's it's unusual. I mean, Maddie's been to Europe three times, just traveling with me to my speaking engagements. We just got back last year. We went to Bordeaux, France, speaking for AbbVie Pharmaceuticals. Before that, we did Paris, and before that, we did London.
Do you give the speeches in French?
No, it's interesting. You know, only you know, French. Oftentimes, French don't realize they don't actually speak English, and so a lot of them come there and they don't. You know, people that speak English don't even know what I'm saying half the time. So, yeah, it's weird. I just did a big talk in Dubai. And when I was in Dubai, I would say two-thirds of this audience didn't know.
Had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. So it worked out well.
just with every so often you throw $100 bills out in the audience. Right.
You know,
and you had one of those things like those confetti machines.
The confetti cannon.
It would shoot the confetti cannon would shoot $100 bills out.
Oh, yeah.
And just kept them all.
In Dubai, they wouldn't bend over for $100.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, $100. Okay, so that's Nickel Up. We're going to take a break here. I love it. You know, because I've known Nick now for what, 8-9 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And since we're here, and I've got things still in my in the kitchen in the drawers
that
you have invented, like
right.
You know, better and more ergonomic. Potato peelers,
right.
Know, and they work. And then the ice cream scoops and the
educational toys.
Oh, educational toys.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Oh yeah. Oh gosh, did my kids, the grandkids love that.
Yeah, they're great products.
Okay, we're gonna take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Foreman's Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday. And I tell you what, you're not gonna find better prices or better quality than Foreman's Jewelry. Watch repair with the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there. They can not only design jewelry, but they can build it. You want that special ring, a special bracelet, a special necklace. It can all be done at Four Winds Jewelry. Great people down there, Rebecca and her husband. 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. Phone number is 222-2750. Go down there and look at it. Estate Jewelry is one of their specialties, you might say. So we'll be right back after these messages, 8:17 in the morning, right here on Friday, the 24th of June.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. As my engineer is wandering around outside in a funk, we have 30-something seconds left. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock on the 24th of June, 71 degrees, going up to 93 today. 605-4567 is our number. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. I tell you what, voted best in the North State in 2015 and been doing the business for well over 23 years, plus a veteran-owned business here. And they do outstanding work. I can say that because we use Alliance Heating and Air. Even if we have a insurance company, a nominal insurance company that's supposed to come out and fix things, we have found that if we call Alliance Heating and Air, it's cheaper and faster and much better work. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Nick Webb and his daughter, Madison. And she is a recent graduate of Shasta High School and going off to Shasta College and then University of Portland and is going to become a corporate lawyer. She knows all that. And so far she hasn't, you know, I haven't been able to lean her over into being a surf bum in Hawaii.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, okay. No, she's kind of like,
hey, don't talk her. I need free, you know, I need free legal
for it. Legal advice. Okay. Hey, we're talking to Nick. And of course, Nick is a worldwide entrepreneur and gives, you know, counsels companies and all these things and, of course, an author. We were talking during the break about, and which I find really interesting, is what you said about Redding and what it needs.
Well, I mean, I think that when you look at, you know, a popular term, ethnic diversity, I think that what Shasta County really needs is economic diversity. I mean, for a long time, it's sort of like economic crack for cities to want to try to build their economies based on strip malls and based on that kind of economic development, which drives sales tax. But really, if you take a look at healthy economies, microeconomies in the form of cities and counties, they're driven by the emerging technology areas. And the good news about it is that technology is transportable. It can be done without having a lot of infrastructure like manufacturing requires. So I would hope to see, and we had proposed it years ago, of trying to put a technology center in here that wasn't really an incubator, because most incubators are cocktail parties, you know, where you have amateur inventors sitting around talking about what they're going to do one day. What we really need here is real innovation. We need real technologies. And the thing is that you start with what I call ignition. You have to ignite a technology migration. And then by that I mean XYZ Corporation launched in Shasta County and is now one of the leaders in sensor technology for the security industry. That's the ignition point that starts what's called migration. This discussion hasn't even happened, to my knowledge, about ignition and migration and technological expansion. It provides, you know, what I tell people, and my daughter is sitting next to me here who's 18, well, somebody once told me, and I don't want to own this great phrase, is they said that the biggest export in Shasta County is smart high school students that leave and have nothing to come back to, right? So we have kids that graduate, they go off to college, they love Shasta County, they want to be closer to their parents, they love all the great things that this community has to offer, but unfortunately, there's just simply no economic opportunity for them. And because of that, we have this exfoliation, we have a brain drain.
we can't continue to have a brain drain. We need to bring that brain back into Shasta County. And we do that through ignition, through migration, and a promotion of technologies and other industries that provide some diversity.
Oh, absolutely. The other thing, too, is Adam McElvain, who is running for city council, wants to make an effort, a huge effort, to bring that fiber optic cable and plug it in.
Bingo.
And that, tell us in your opinion, because this is what you do, you futurist, you,
yeah,
what would a fiber optic cable do for us?
It creates an opportunistic environment. So it's great, it's cool, we definitely should do that. But remember, without having the systems, methods, processes, and policies, and really the movement that associates the connectivity to this big pipe, mm-hmm, nothing ever really happens.
That's right. You could have the big pipe, but if there's nothing to hook onto it, we're, you know, now we've just got another Stillwater.
Right, absolutely right.
It's not as obvious.
It's a digital Stillwater, that's an exceptional example. So
yeah,
what I would suggest as a certified management consultant, I would suggest that they develop an integrated plan that shows how they're going to leverage that connectivity to drive that economic diversity, those ignition points, and ultimately technological migration. And with an intelligent plan that's serious and where the people and the processes and the plan are in place, then it makes an absolutely good sense. But to suggest that it's just about bringing the pipe in, it's not so much.
So, yeah, it's like we said, it could be another 2.5 million or $3 million version of Stillwater.
Yeah.
If nobody's going to come and use it.
Right, right.
We're so close, though, to San Francisco. And,
mm-hmm,
I mean, the, you know, tech center
right
there in the valleys, that having a ready-made, I guess you could say, a graduate crew of people that could handle that kind of stuff, seems like it could be. It seems like that would help start pulling the businesses here.
Absolutely. I mean, you need to create efficacy. We don't have efficacy here. We don't have people that can do the work. You know, this is going to sound really superficial, but here's one of the secrets that most people don't realize. When I moved here 16 years ago, the first thing that I noticed is that Reading had a branding problem. Now, I know that sounds superficial and big deal, branding problem, really. I mean, most people thought of Reading as a hot place that you stop to get gas on the way to someplace cool, right? Also, you know, if you look at city vehicles and you look at logos and stuff here, you know, they all have pictures of things like the Mount Shasta and Shasta Lake, which don't even reside in Reading, right? And so there was a squishy brand. And then we started with what I think was a great project, the Turtle Bay Bridge and the Turtle Bay Initiative that Mike Warren's now running. I think that we need to build branding around economics, because if you want that San Francisco technology movement to come here, and this is good for everybody if it does happen, you need to brand this as a place where technology can really happen. And, you know, we need to create governmental agencies that are not punitive, in other words, punishing to people that want to do cool things. We have to create technology clusters. You know, you can go to the most funky town anywhere in the country, and I travel to 60, 70, 80 events a year, and I'm going to, you know, places in Iowa where they have very advanced technology clusters, meaning there's a healthcare technology cluster, and they're developing technologies around healthcare. We could certainly do that here. But, you know, you have to create the economic means and wherewithal and incentives to make that happen.
You have to get them here.
You have to get them here, but you have to do. You have to brand it to where this is a place. That's why ignition.
So instead of having on their Reading, where people come to get gas,
right,
it would be something like Reading, where the home of information technology.
Right, right, absolutely. I mean, if you take a
Northern
look
at California.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not only do we have Great Lakes, we have great information technology.
There you go.
Okay. No, I like that. Madison.
Yeah.
Okay. You just graduated. You've got a lot of friends from, and Shasta High School is a good school. Where are they going?
I mean, a lot of people that can't really afford to leave are going to be staying here, but
right,
people that can afford are definitely leaving because, you know, there's just
going
not a
college.
Lot of jobs here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Took me a very long time to find a job here. And, I mean, something in my profession, you know, even in poli sci, it's going to be very hard to even find me an internship level, you know, when I'm in Portland, I can get an internship at Nike headquarters and, you know, build up a reputation there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't move up in the business world by, you know, getting just different jobs. You move in the business world by power of mouth. And I think that's really important. You just don't have that here in Reading. So it's very important to be in a bigger environment with a lot more corporations.
Or at least an environment that allows you to, and it doesn't have to be like a, you know, Reading doesn't have to become a 300,000 person city. It just has to have the attitude, and it slowly will grow there.
of bringing these businesses here, that if you get that first hub,
right,
and that's it. I mean, if you get that first one, then others will come, is yeah. what you believe.
Absolutely. I mean, we have, if you take a look at the socioeconomics of Shasta County, we should be ashamed of ourselves. We're not providing opportunities for people who want opportunities. I mean, there are people that don't want opportunities, and that's fine, and that's another discussion. But for people that want opportunities, and there's lots of kids that graduate from high school here that have no choice but to leave and never come home. So what happens is the people that stay are not necessarily looking for opportunities. They're looking for retail trades and other trades. Again, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that we talk about ethnic diversity. We talk about other forms of diversity. Is it wrong to want to have opportunity diversity here? I don't think so.
Absolutely not. I think it's a great idea. I think that's something we should be pushing as much as, you know, how about economic opportunity as
right.
opposed to just, you know. It's on the same level in many cases, and that will also solve many of the problems that
yeah.
we have. Economic opportunity means more people working, which means less people on, you know, having time to go around and beat each other up, actually having jobs,
right.
feeling good about themselves, bringing in money for their families. I think this is such a great idea. That's one of the reasons that with this new, coding school
yeah.
starting.
I love it.
I think that there's a huge potential here for this.
Absolutely.
And, running for, you know, because people, you know, like Madison could actually, during the summer, take several of these courses so that when she goes off into school, or make it part of that, is that when you get into into law, you understand how the other half of the business, and that's what you want to be, how the other half of the business talks. And this
yeah.
is that was the best definition I heard. You speak English.
All right.
So why cut yourself out, you know, for talking to people and talking business? Why would you cut yourself out of the other half of the language?
Absolutely.
Which is the language of tech.
Yep.
So we're here with Nick Webb and his daughter Madison. We're going to be back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion. 1322 Pine Street. I know exactly where it is because Linda spends a lot of time down there in Dandelion because she loves it. It's got everything, including, of course, the Brighton and Miss Me. Candles, home decor, everything right down there on downtown in Dandelion, and the ladies there are really nice. If Linda's having for finding a present for Linda for birthdays or anything like this, I just go into Dandelion and say it's for Linda, and I've never missed with this, with the help they have. 1322 Pine Street, 247-1292. Guys, go on down there, just take a look at it. Walk through there, and trust me, you're going to find something for your loved one. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460, it's 8:30 in the morning here on the 24th of June.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Erin Richart with Properties by Merit. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a property, I can help. Call me today at 949-9103 to discuss your real estate needs or visit my website at richartrealestate.com. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Call or text me, Erin Richart, 949-9103.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It's Friday. Hope you're going to have a good weekend. There are some things going on this weekend, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across from the subway right there. It's man's last stronghold, the best place ever to get a haircut. It's the Cheers. The Cheers of barbershops right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. And tonight at the Classic Cafe is German night for all you German eaters. They have it all there. You know, it's got the they got the Wiener Schnitzel, and I mean, it's just like 12 different entrees there, 10 different entrees. I mean, you can't go wrong. Classic Cafe, Athens Avenue. It's German night, 5 to 7. Of course, they have breakfast and lunch, which is great. Tonight is German night. Last Friday of every month, they have a international night, and tonight's German night. The only problem with me, after I eat German food, is about an hour later, I feel like I should invade Poland. So,
nice.
It's an old joke. Okay. All right. Also, this weekend is the first annual Run Walk, put on by Running Brave. It's the race starts and ends at the amphitheater behind the Reading Civic Auditorium. All the proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. This is a good thing to run in. And it helps if you, as you know, 22 veterans a day are committing suicide. But there's others also, so many others that are trying to commit suicide, contemplating suicide. And all the funds go to help people to get out of this downward spiral that they get into. You can sign up by going to runningbravereading.com on Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook.com, Running Brave. Or contact Alice Quintero, whose number is 530-510-2826. Or just show up at about 8 o'clock down at the auditorium, at the amphitheater behind the Reading Civic Auditorium. The other one is Vaxxed. It's a movie. It's going to be playing at the Valley 2 Cinemas. Starting June 24th, which is today, for 1 week, and it is about vaccines. The film they don't want you to see. I'm never sure who they is. I mean, it says they, and I think, well, who's they? They're talking about the relationship between vaccines and autism. And this is a movie, and it's going to, like I said, it's going to be playing 1 week only, from Friday, June 24th. Today at Valley 11 Cinemas on the Shasta Outlet Mall down there in Anderson. Okay. I wonder about those. What do you think about those?
Yeah, right. So I think it should be a parent's option, and now we're looking to institutionalize. Look, I have a lot of corporate clients that are pharmaceutical firms, and
right.
I won't mention them all, but I work with most of the major pharmaceutical mm-hmm. companies, and to suggest that there isn't a cozy relationship between pharma and the governments that mandate a drug is probably a fantasy. I think that I'm somewhat neutral on this, in that I think that each family should be able to choose. What I object to deeply is this mandatory push towards vaccination. I really think that should be up to a parent before somebody shoves a needle in their kid's arm.
Well, I tell you what, the state of California has mandated that. And the only way you can get out of it, you can't even go, I mean, not even into a private school, can't even get out of it there. The only way you can get out of it is by homeschooling.
It's really bad. I think that is a tremendous mistake. And I think, you know, if I were California, I would be thoughtful of the fact that there is a lot of migration out of the state, and the people that are leaving are the good people that are economic developers, mm-hmm. right? The people who are generating the cash. And, you know, it's a punitive place to live for a lot of my business clients, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, we're here, of course, with Nick Webb and his daughter, Madison. Madison is starting her life, and Nick is complete, and not completing, but he's continuing.
At the end. Don't say him at the end.
No. He's continuing on his. But Madison has watched, and all the kids have watched you all these years. Entrepreneur, you've got a different kind of life.
Yeah.
You do. I mean, because it relies on your brains and your ability to write and to lecture and to see the differences and to be a futurist, which is cool.
Yeah, it's been fun.
All right. Now, your latest book is What Customers Crave.
Yeah.
How to Create Relevant and Memorable Experiences at Every Touchpoint.
Yes. This has been about a two-year project, and the book is available. It'll be actually in the stores of all the Barnes & Nobles. Any book reseller will be in all bookstores worldwide. It'll come out in a few languages. It's also available in audio, and its launch date is October 14th, but it is available for pre-order. Basically what this book is about is the intersection between innovation and customer experience design. Most organizations are losing about 30% of their revenue. So anybody that's in business is listening to this is missing out on 30% of their top-end revenue by not having a formal CX design, customer experience design. That's a fact. So what this book is about is how to recognize those problems, how to create journey mapping, how to understand your customer persona types, and how to engineer perfect customer experiences.
Okay. Is that difficult?
It actually is, because it's principally today a digital thing. We have a thing that we call digital deflection. Your customers are deciding if they like you based on a range of what we now call micro-mobile moments. You know, because of digital ubiquity, every way in which we see people is based on these micro-mobile moments. And if we don't know how to engineer those moments, we lose that business to somebody who knows how to do it.
I love the way you talk. Mobile merchandising,
micro moments.
Yeah. And the ubiquitous.
Yeah.
The way, do you talk like that at home, too?
Oh, yes, he does.
Do all of you talk like that?
I think we're beginning to.
Okay. But I see what you're saying is where we used to say that, you know, people make their decisions when they meet somebody in that first 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, well, no, it's even quicker than that in the electronic side of it.
Right. And so there are three basic pillars to this book message. Number one is that you need to learn, you need to look at your customers not from a perspective of demography or from a perspective of the customer. It's not about, we don't serve a customer. We serve a range of customer personas, meaning that these customers like certain things. I love Burrito Bandito here in town, but I don't like long lines. And so I'm going to go, for Burrito Bandito to get me, they need better burritos or shorter lines, right? Actually, they have a good burrito. But my point is that, and this is hypothetical because I actually go there for lunch all the time.
I thought you hung out there.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I do, right.
They got one named after.
Yeah, right. The point is that, you know, we have to realize that, but there are other people who, they're waiting in a line is not a problem. And having an exquisite burrito isn't an expectation. So we break customers up based on personas, based on what they hate and what they love. And this is a routine that even the smallest companies need to do. Then we have to realize that our customer sees us across a customer journey that's made up of five distinct touch points. The first one is called the pre-touch. And this is where that micro-mobile moments, those pre-digital moments. In fact, 90% of the decisions to do anything in this town, 90% of the decision to buy something, to go to a restaurant, is based on digital discovery. And if the discovery is bad or incomplete or doesn't provide value, you lose.
Okay, digital discovery websites.
Right. Right. So, well, in other words, you're going best places to eat in Reading, and then all of a sudden you see Yelp, and then you see TripAdvisor, and then you look at the reviews, and then you begin to get the details. In fact, there was a study done by the Harvard Business Review that found that if you go from a 5-star to a 4-star review, if you're a local restaurant, that can be the difference between profitability and bankruptcy. So if you don't deliver exceptional experiences across every touch point that's above the customer's baseline level of expectation, then you get rated poorly. If you get rated poorly, then you have digital deflection.
I don't trust Yelp.
I get that, but customers do. Right,
really?
But I get it. Right, but there, but it's
and
not.
And
the
I'm talking at this as from being a customer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't read Yelp, but it's from being a customer. Like I'm going to go someplace, I see these Yelp ratings. And I've heard these stories, you know, that, you know, people will trash other people's businesses.
Right.
And in a small town, four or five of those little trashy, you know, Yelp things can kill you. And they and then just the opposite, they write really good things. So I guess that, you know, I've, if it was like over a period of time and people from different places, yeah, I guess I would pay a little more attention.
If you're a smart Yelper or a smart TripAdvisor person, what you want to do is see volume. The higher volume of ratings, the more accurate the instant,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying.
And if you look at Amazon as an author, you know, I live and die by Amazon ratings. You know, what we have found is that they're now able to use cognitive computing or artificial intelligence to start to develop algorithms to sort of listen in on these comments to find out the ones that sound fishy to their algorithm, and they will not allow those to post.
Okay, so I understand that. So there's a screening based on how they're saying it and based on how they've how that you've written the code in there.
Right.
Okay.
And there's ways for organizations to respond to bad ratings. But, you know, look, when you're thinking about checking into a hotel, I stayed at a resort in Milwaukee a few weeks ago at a speaking engagement. At night, I came in. It was hot. Turned the air conditioning on. Air conditioning didn't turn on. So I called the front desk and they said, yeah, we cycle our air conditioning. What does that mean? We turn it off at nighttime. And so you go on to Yelp. There was 1,800 comments using the term cycle. So if they were my client, I'd say, this seems to be a problem, right?
But see, you didn't look at Yelp then. If you'd seen 1,800 comments on cycle, would you have not gone there?
In that particular situation, as a professional speaker, I am told where to report, right? And usually it's nice resorts, but I don't really have much of a choice usually.
Okay, I'm here with Nicholas Webb, who's talking about what customers crave. And how to create relevant and memorable experiences at every touch point. Talking about even prior to them being there, and then finding out what the persona is of your customers, not necessarily what their individual likes and all that is, but the types of things that you should be appealing to.
Right.
And on and how that it happens almost. Simultaneously, when they hit like a website or a Yelp or something like this, and how you can get their attention and keep it.
Right.
Somebody told me the other day that for I think it says if your website does, you know, if it takes 2 minutes for your website to load, you've lost 7% of your customers. Right.
There's a bounce rate, and you can take a look through Google Analytics. You can get Google Analytics into your site, and you can take a look at your bounce rate. You want to have a bounce rate that's usually lower than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And bounce rate means that somebody went there and it was irrelevant or it didn't render quickly. If it's a WordPress site, which I think everybody should have a WordPress site, then there's all kinds of great plugins to be able to optimize caching so that it can render much quickly.
Okay. Nick Webb and his daughter Madison are our guests today. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Started his business 7 years ago, John and Sarah, and have built a wonderful arms business here, a complete firearms business with instruction in CCW and gun safety. Sells any type of long gun or pistol that's available in the state of California. Guns, ammo, customer service, and gunsmithing. They have it all at Bastiani Arms, where I buy my guns. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call, 222-8222, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Nick Webb and talking about futurist and what's happening. What can we do as far as technology and customers and pulling them into your business and making them happy?
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains, and long desert stretches made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the virtual school for the North State community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I love this song.
And he's in South Detroit.
Make him stop. Fires. Somebody make him stop.
I know.
Right, sorry.
You throw up your mouth and you heard me sing it. Okay.
Just a little bit.
12 minutes until the hour of 9 o'clock. And for the farewell appearance of Nicholas Webb.
On, never be on your show again, right?
Free Fire Radio. It's well, when you own the station, you can just do
I'm just trying to do some quality control.
Okay. Yeah. You're talking, yeah, little millennial lover you. Okay. We're here with Nick Webb and his millennial daughter, Madison. And I tell you what, if they were all like you, Matt, I could live with that.
Yeah.
I mean, and but what we're going to do, and this is cool, we want to come back and have a millennial discussion.
Let's do it.
And she's going to come back, and we're going to talk about.
We'll have a wrap out, right? We'll do that.
Yeah. We'll start it out with the millennial song.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, no.
The man with the man bun and the girl with the aromatherapy.
Right.
We'll do that. Okay. All right. But now going back to Nick Webb.
Yes.
But, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. That's right, Budget Blinds. You know, it's really hot. You've got windows in your house. You're trying to figure out, how do I keep the sun out of my house? Because we've got one side of a house. It's just all windows. And there's things that Budget Blinds and Jerry and his people can do to keep your heating under, to keep the air conditioning under control there, and to keep the sun out. Solar shades can be put outside your house or in the inside, and you can get a rebate for up to $500 from REU. Solar shades, plus any other types of window coverings he can help you with. And Budget Blinds means he works within your budget, and it looks great. Give him a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. Budget Blinds, locally owned, locally operated here. Okay, we're here with Nicholas Webb and his daughter, Madison. And we're talking about what customers crave and how your newest book on trying to get customers in there.
Yeah.
And technology again.
Right. I mean, it's unfortunately, there was a study that was done that found that when they interviewed owners of businesses, 80% of them said, that their customers absolutely loved them. Then when they went and interviewed their customers, they found that 12% of their customers actually loved them. So we have this bizarre idea that we're actually delivering. And, you know, the problem is, too, is that
you can't serve at that baseline level of customer expectation. The Kindle was a good technology. The problem is it was destroyed by the iPad because it was dynamic and layered. It was beyond what customers expected. That's really the way you win at this. If you want to recapture that 30% of your revenue, you have to be willing to do to look across that five touch point journey, take the time to identify your customers across these personas, and make sure that you're digitally and physically relevant in those two channels. You can do all that right, and you can actually download a free chapter of the book. My publisher just made it available. If you go to whatcustomerscrave.com, you can actually download it. It kind of outlines this, and I think it's the second chapter of the book and kind of does a good job of outlining that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and this works for business, small or large businesses.
Absolutely. If you're a muffler shop or if you're, you know, my clients are very, very
large. Can the person do it themselves just by looking at your book?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we did this.
Some of it, like you say, is digitally.
It sounds complicated, but it really isn't.
It isn't. Okay.
One of the things is that...
I'm glad you said that because because I listened to you speak, and to you, I mean, the words that flow out of your mouth, these things you say all the time.
Yeah.
The words that a lot of people haven't heard before, or they become intimidating words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Right. But they are not intimidating when you break them down and all this. But if you're with the books that you have written, but this one right here, they can take this book and literally take a look and say, oh, I can do this and this and this and this,
right,
including the micro...
micro-mobile moment.
Yeah, the micro-mobile moment.
Very simple concept, and it's you can even Google it, and you can see what those four micro-mobile moments are. But listen, I had the great honor of being published by one of the best publishers in the world, the American Management Association, and they really are, I think, a dream publisher for me because they're really designed to go out to all kinds of businesses, both large and small. So my editor and the production editor and the line editors, they spanked me hard for my book, and they fixed all those dopey words that I use that intimidate people. So I think that the version, when the book comes out on October 13th, 14th, you'll see that it's very actionable because they've taken my mumbo-jumbo and made it something that...
Well, I'm not saying it's mumbo-jumbo. I'm just saying is that these are words that you understand that some people go, well...
No, I get that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know what you're talking about because we've talked enough about it, and I've actually, you know, can understand a modicum of it.
Yeah.
But they have... and that's what I want to get out to people.
Yeah.
This is something, a book they can use to you know what? If you can drive your business up 10%, imagine that. You know, because of just doing a few changes.
I believe the real number is 30%, Carl. I really do. I think people are wasting 30% of top-end revenues.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the other thing, too, is I'm so much in pushing for technology and that I can't understand why somebody still doesn't have a website. But
yeah,
we've got places in town that people would go to.
Yeah. But there's a great book by Jay Baer called Utility, Y-O-U-tility.
Uh-huh.
And it's not about just having the static one-dimensionality of a website, which is basically a digital brochure. That's not good enough. What you have to do is provide gratuitous value. In other words, you need to go to that website and get stuff that's so valuable to you that you would be willing to pay for it for free. You won't go to any of my web properties where I don't give you something free. And that starts the relationship. This is reciprocity.
Like
right?
What?
For an example, on whatcustomerscrave.com, I give them, you know, it took me probably 8 weeks to write that chapter. You get that chapter, which is 23 pages long, and it's really actionable. I mean, you can take that and apply it to your business. The book's $25. You're getting off a whole one of the most powerful chapters in the book.
Okay.
I have a podcast on there.
Okay.
If you go to the podcast thing, you can listen every week to 15-minute podcast where it's just like listening to a consultation session that I have with corporations that are paying me hundreds of thousands of dollars for my advice. So, you know, you can't survive today in business if you're not provide. If you own a muffler shop, put together a checklist of the 10 things to identify what a broken muffler looks like. You know, how the things that you should look at when you're choosing a muffler shop. You can sit down with any business and find ways to create what's called content marketing. It's worth reading Jay Baer's book. I think he's probably the best. And he also has some free stuff on his website, of course. And so, again, websites are not one-dimensional things that are brochures. They're actually value dispensers.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
And you'll see people now. And here's where our technologies, these technology schools can help.
Absolutely.
They take projects. And you've got your muffler shop. I really want this to happen so people can see it and realize what they really need to do with this. You get a kid that's this is part of his projects, and they're talking about starting it over at Shasta High School too, where the coding over there, because they need to get our high school students into this so they can move on. I mean, it doesn't mean that they have to go off to a 4-year college if they go off into a good job, and it doesn't mean you don't go off for 4-year college. One of the things I really was sold on was this is another tool.
Yeah.
In the box that puts you head and shoulders above somebody else that's applying for a job. Anyway, yeah. But the thing about something like that is when you get into to somebody knows what they're doing, they can make that website so yeah. that when somebody rolls into it, boom, you've sold me.
Absolutely.
You come in here, we're going to give you a 25-point inspection for free.
Yeah.
To make sure it's okay, blah, 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 all those kind of things.
Right.
Yeah.
I can tell you the difference between a successful company and a failing company is their ability to deliver gratuitous value through a value dispenser. And, when you think about coding and technology, my kids and Madison can attest to it. We have banks of 3D printers at our home. My 10-year-old daughter has been designing things on KinderCAD for, the last 3 years. She's been printing off cookie cutters on her 3D printer for that period of time. My son, Chase, codes in Arduino. And most kids now today are going to Maker Faires and learning how to code in Raspberry Pi and Arduino. So it's not that uncommon. It's just
no.
A lot of people don't realize we need to bring it here in a bigger way.
Have it explode.
Yeah.
Bring the fiber optic cable in, but with a plan to have people attached to it instead of the $3.5 million Stillwater.
Yeah, yeah. I would think it would be reckless and irresponsible to bring in a fiber optic cable without an integrated plan to be able to drive the connection architecture strategy.
Right.
Yeah.
So something like that is you would go out if you were the EDC. And we're going to be moving this in. Is you get the you find the people that want to put their back offices up here.
Yeah.
And we are, and then at that point we've already got people that can work in them.
Yeah, but what disturbs me is I don't see that in play. I don't see where we're doing ignition strategies. I don't see where we're doing migration strategies. I don't see where we're doing
city
branding.
I don't think there is. And, and to me, I haven't seen anything. I mean, city council, God bless them. Bless their hearts. Anyway.
Well, there's a lot of, there's a lot of good people here that all have the same shared vision of wanting to have a safer, better community. I think that it's best to start with where we see that shared vision.
I think there can be, but there's got to be somebody who's taking the lead in these things.
Yeah.
And anyway, so where are you heading to next?
We are doing a speaking engagement for a hospitality industry next week in San Diego, and then off to a large CPA firm later in the week, speaking on the future of accountancy firms in San Francisco, and then off to Lake Tahoe.
What's your website?
My customer experience website is www.whatcustomerscrave.com, and that's where you can get information about the book. Yeah.
What about you, though?
My speaking site is really straightforward. It's nickwebb.com, nickwebb.com, just nickwebb.com.
Embedded anything else lately?
I am doing a lot of stuff in wearable technology right now. That's my jam. So,
wearable technology,
yeah.
I'm liking this.
Actually, if you look back at my patents in the patent office, I'm up to 47 patents now. And I invented one of the first wearable technologies almost 20 years ago.
What was that?
It was basically using a two-way pager as a way to create scenarios to validate pharmacological compliance. So I'm doing some stuff with data aggregation right now. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. What about you, Madison? You inventing anything?
I can't say that I have.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here, Nick Webb. When you're in town, let's come on back in here, because there's a couple other things I'd like to talk about,
sure.
Especially this one about the wearable technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we really experiment
with that. We've got to do a millennial show with
and the millennial show. Yeah, that's right. Fun. Bring your friend in with the man bun.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody, you have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday with a very big surprise for you. What's the surprise? I don't know, because it'll be a surprise to me, too, as our guest. It'll probably be somebody running for office, though. Anyway, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
York, the Delta.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Minutes of trading, but began a recovery thereafter. President Obama says the United States respects the UK's decision to leave the European Union. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
In his first public reaction to the vote, President Obama said the people of the United Kingdom had spoken. It's not the outcome he wanted, but the president said the U.S. respects the decision and insisted it will not affect the special relationship between the two countries. He said both the U.K. and European Union will remain indispensable partners of the U.S.